Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. I'm your host, Michael Gray, and in today's show, we'll be talking about conscious, compassionate awareness. We'll be responding to your email questions and taking your calls. So keep it tuned here, and we'll be right with you very soon.
Have a question or comment? To speak to our show hosts or guests during the live show, call in toll-free in North America, 877-514-7300.
And from elsewhere in the world, call 001-858-277-1444.
Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. And good evening to those of you on the East Coast and further away where it's dark.
Which you is going to be in just a minute here.
Yeah, you know, I meant to say good evening and then just good afternoon just comes right in.
It just slips out.
Like that habit of conditioning, just wanting to, you know.
That's right. And if we're not right there every single second,
yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I have not been there today.
Is that so?
And conditioning's been stressing me out and making something wrong, and I'm tired of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, getting tired of it, of course, doesn't help. You probably noticed
that, I've noticed that.
Yeah. In fact, it just kind of fans the flames, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so we just notice it, and then notice it, and then we just go on with our lives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Notice it and just keep on going.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that recently because I heard myself say something about enjoying life that I knew would sound very odd to people who think of life in terms of there are some things that are enjoyable and some things that are not.
Yes.
And, of course, from my perspective, it's all enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because I can enjoy not liking something as much as I can enjoy liking it.
Yes.
And so if we realize that, boy, today is a day that just did not go the way I wanted it to go, or conditioning is working overtime today, or I've really struggled, or I've been unconscious most of the day. And if that's an enjoyable part of life, if that's also a part of being a human being and being caught in karma and suffering and then waking up and ending suffering, then that's having that awareness.
Yes.
Makes it a very, very good day.
Wow. Wow. You just sort of put the whole thing on its ear, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, another thing it reminds me of, with my young son, Martin, who's a baby, it turns out we have a Rumi poem right over the diaper table. And the one
you have a what? Oh, a Rumi poem.
Rumi.
I was trying to make it one of those things that spins around or something or other. A Rumi poem. Okay, I'm right there with you.
Poem by Rumi about the guest house. And I just really love that imagery about, as you were just talking about, just welcoming in everything that comes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's just the only way to go.
Yes. And with that, what is clear is that it's not what comes that's the issue.
Yes.
It's who's doing the welcoming.
Yes.
So when it's like with Martin, it's a perfect example. We love Martin.
Yes.
He doesn't have to meet any standards. He doesn't have to do anything particularly clever. He can be having a bad day. He can be cranky or irritable or got too hungry or whatever is going on with him. And we can enjoy all of that thoroughly when we're centered.
Yes.
When we're off-centered, we're pressured, stressful, there's too much going on, it's loud, it's noisy, whatever it is that I don't like. And then he gets cranky and irritable, or he does whatever it is that he's doing in the midst of that. then it's too much.
Yes.
But, of course, what we can see is, no, it's not too much. It's just that I'm not centered. And it makes life so outrageously simple.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the problem?
Yes.
I'm not centered.
Yes.
It's the same answer. All problems have the same answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the resolution, that, you know, that doesn't mean, oh, okay, well, that's the end of it then. You know, I'll just be centered forever and then I won't have any more problems. If I could do that, then yes, that would be true. But the work is waking up. And what we're waking up from is ignorance and delusion.
Yes.
So I'm probably going to have a few days where I'm not completely centered. And on those days, conditioning is going to want to do whatever it's going to want to do. And if that whole process happens within the realm of, boy, it is great to be a human being and have the opportunity to be alive, then it's all enjoyable.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
It is great.
That's great.
We have a good deal as humans.
It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good deal on this radio show, too, because we have two callers lined up.
Whew.
And one of them is from way, way far away.
Mm.
So, I'd like to welcome Sheehan Ma from Murphy's. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Now, would you be the person who's really far, far away?
No.
I don't think
no.
so. I don't think so. He must have something else in mind for us, huh?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Well, what's going on this evening?
Well, actually, I just called to report back.
Oh, good.
So the last time I called, I guess it was maybe 3 weeks ago or something, and I was getting ready to go visit my parents for the first time in six or seven years.
Wow.
And
so I'm guessing from that it has been a less than completely congenial relationship.
Oh, much less than completely congenial.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so at that point, you had given me a lot of really useful encouragement. And so I actually just called to report back that it went, you know, you gave me a bunch of encouragement, like coming back to myself and taking time for myself on a regular basis, which I did. And the words that kept sticking, though, Sherry, was you said there's only one seat and there's only one ticket, and it's for the centered self.
Aha, uh-huh. This is a trip that only the centered self is allowed to make.
And it just kept coming back to me and coming back to me, like, over the course of the time that I was there. And it was just, it was just amazing. It actually was true most of the time.
Uh-huh. By continuing to, by making that commitment, first of all, by being open to that, and by making that commitment and then following that that process, coming back to yourself constantly, you were able to stay with yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And in staying with yourself, in being at center, it was a different visit.
Oh, it was totally different. It was like, because this is actually the house where I grew up in, right?
Mm.
Where the story of trauma and whatever was took place in that house.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just going to visit my parents in some place that they've just moved to. I mean,
right.
This was everything. And,
yeah.
You know, and I went there and it was like, wow, I saw how beautiful, it's Pennsylvania and the fall and the leaves and even the bathroom that I used when I was growing up and how for 45 years of old, you know, it's in such great shape and the tile's all shiny and, you know, I mean, it was like, it was just amazing.
It was just a very different view from the picture you'd been presented with all these years.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because I remember after I started doing some inner work and whatever, but I hadn't found the practice, and going back in there, and I stayed in my same old room and everything, and just sitting in there and just getting, like, overwhelmed with this or being identified with this part who was so, you know, so sad.
Uh-huh.
But she, I left her and the stuffed rabbit. The stuffed rabbit didn't fit in my suitcase, so I left her and the stuffed rabbit.
Uh-huh. And you took a... you took a grown-up on this trip.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know what was so amazing was that there was so much, even with my parents, less conditioning. And then about Friday, you know, things were getting kind of tight because I'd been there 3 days already. And so I took a trip to Falling Water, which is where Frank Lloyd Wright's masterpiece, is an amazing, amazing place. And but it was like 3.5 hours from the house, and this is where I noticed so much conditioning, because I took my parents' old car, and I got to the bottom of one intersection, and the car was, this is after going through this whole conditioning thing about, you know, should I take my mother, or do I need to spend this time by myself?
Yeah, do I need to run away for a few hours?
Right, and just really just come back. And so it's finally, it's like, no, I need to go by myself. Mm-hmm. And then I get down to this one particular intersection, and the car stalls, took me 3 lights to cross the intersection. And I'm thinking, I'm going to drive 3.5 hours in this old car. And so I kept watching conditioning want to come in with, you know, stories of impending disaster. Kind of the content had changed.
Right.
But it was the same process.
Yeah, yes. Now the problem is no longer your parents.
No,
it's
no.
The car.
It's the car, right?
Uh-huh.
It was just so, and it was so loud because it was actually relatively quiet when I was with them.
Uh-huh.
But it was so loud, that trip going, and I got there, and the coming back, and it's like, come back the breath, come back the breath.
Yeah, yeah. And people ask about that a lot, you know, well, but what are you saying, that we have to do this for the rest of our lives? I mean, every breath, you've got to be conscious and aware? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
If you want not to suffer. Then that is absolutely true. Yeah, that's great. That is good news. I love. It's not a happy ending, but it's a happy in the middle
happy
of the
middle,
relationship.
Right. It's
somewhere.
A happy middle.
It's a happy middle, and we'll go for that.
Oh yeah. So I'm so grateful to you and to the show, because I actually listened to the show over and over again, and that actually really helped too.
Uh huh.
The various shows that I'd actually called to talk to you about this particular content.
Yeah.
And that was so helpful.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a year-long email class, and the subject for this week is one of my favorites, the quality of your life is determined by the focus of your attention. And that what we're talking about right now is a perfect example of that. If I want not to suffer, I cannot let my attention be taken over by conditioning and allowed to go to suffering places. I need to stay right here. Now, is this denial? Is this stuffing? Is it pushing things away? No. And in this case, it's certainly not. You're there with your parents, and you're driving around in a broken-down old car. You were absolutely right where you were, and that's the point, to keep your attention where it is, instead of allowing it to go off into stories about the past and what happened and who they were and who you were. And you're right there with them, and you're right there with yourself, and you're breathing, and it's all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and the stories didn't, a couple times stories start to come up, and it's like, come back to the breath and
be here.
Be here. And that's, you know, I've been working so hard on forgiveness. And, you know, in some ways it's been a self-hate process of beating parts of myself up. But I realize that that's what forgiveness is.
Yes. Forgiveness is being present.
Yes.
Yeah, it's being here instead of...
off in some story.
Yeah, off in some story about something that may or may not have happened long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, and I got one other question, quick question, Sherry.
Uh-huh.
So it's been interesting because I come back and I'm catching up to the email class because I was gone for 2 weeks. And this whole fifth chakra thing, so I've come back and I've got this little bit of a cough, and then I had a spot pop on my throat. So I guess it's fifth chakra. I better go look. But literally the skin came off of it right down in the middle, right in the little V.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we talk about this stuff and it all seems kind of, oh, that's interesting, and fifth chakra, and what are chakras after all, and probably nothing, and then we start really paying attention and get to this place of, huh, there's probably something to this. So yeah, you go through these kinds of situations that really are messing with your personal identity, which is what the fifth chakra is about.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden these things start happening with the neck and with the throat, and you know, even though it's not a part of our culture, and so it seems really odd to people, people have been looking at this stuff for centuries, you know, thousands of years, and gosh darn, I think there's something to it.
Yeah, because I don't remember scraping it, and it's a little round spot, and it's right down in the V, and there's, like, the skin has come off of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is so amazing.
Right. And, of course, we don't want to get superstitious.
No.
It's just really interesting to get these clues. You know, years ago, Louise Hay wrote that little book called Heal Your Body, I think it is. And it's all of these things about, if something is going on in this part of your body, what's the spiritual issue with it? And, you know, you can say, well, where does this come from? How do we? But, you know, if you're going along and all of a sudden your low back goes out and you pick up the little book and it says not feeling supported, and, you know, you look in your life and go, oh, my gosh, that is what's going on. Again, we don't want to get superstitious, but isn't it interesting that every time that's how I'm feeling, that's where I get injured?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
It's all fun. Especially if we don't take it too seriously.
That's true.
All right. Thanks, Sheen Ma.
Oh, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Sheen Ma. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're going to break now, and we'll be right back with you. Coming up next in our second segment of today's Open Air, we'll be continuing our conversation on conscious compassion and awareness. We'll be taking your calls and we'll be responding to your email questions. So keep it tuned here and we'll be right back with you.
Interested in advertising on any of our shows? Please click the advertise link on the homepage or send an email to ads@worldtalkradio.com. Or you can click on the sponsor this show link on any of the show pages.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, I hinted at a caller from far away.
Yes, but can I ask you something before we get to that caller?
Yes, please.
It's quick, and I don't know if this is kosher, but it just occurs to me, you know, I hear all of these ads, and I just can see people that we know who are listening to this show.
Yes.
I think they can contact you directly, right?
Yes.
And send a little email and find out about how to be a sponsor on our show.
Yes.
Now, I hear all these great things, and I think, you know, we have a lot of people listening in who do a lot of really interesting kinds of things in the world who could really benefit from advertising on this show, and it would be very, very fun to be doing the show and hear their ads.
Absolutely.
So just a little encouragement to anybody who would like to sponsor the show and have your ad on it, that could happen easily by letting Michael know.
Yes, you can send an email to openair@livingcompassion.org, and it might be for less than you would think to have an ad on our show.
We could make you a deal. Now, who do you have for us?
I'd like to welcome Anna from England. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Wow.
Hello.
Good evening. What time is it where you are?
Hi, it's 1:22 in the morning.
Bless your
heart. Or the next
heart.
Day.
Or the next day, as we say. 1:22 tomorrow.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. If you want a weather report, it's been very, very windy and rainy today.
Oh, dear.
Very cold.
Oh, my.
Very, very gray.
Uh-huh. So you'll want to come over and visit us here in California before long, right?
Sorry?
You'll want to come over and visit us here in California before long.
Oh, we all do. The whole family does.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we'll leave the light out for you, as they say. So what's going on?
Okay, then. Just before I start, say that when I mentioned at the weekend that I was going to attempt to ring in again.
You what?
When I mentioned at the weekend to my family that I was going to attempt to ring in this following week, my daughter said that she would also like to talk to you. Would she be able to talk to you after I had finished? And I said, well, okay, I'll ask Sherry and Michael and see if that's possible. So she has stayed up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would say that is absolutely possible.
Is it? I wasn't sure whether
you think maybe you should let her talk. How old is she?
She's 13.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she should talk first and then be able to go to bed.
I was thinking about that as well, because she's a little bit nervous, and she was hoping that she would be able to go through with it. And I thought maybe if she talks first, then she does it.
Yeah, well,
go to bed.
However she wants to do it, we're open.
Okay, then. I'll just put her on now.
Okay.
And her name is Poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy, as in the flower. Okay,
uh-huh.
So I'm putting her on now. Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, I guess we say good morning, huh?
Yeah, it's very early.
Well, what's going on, Poppy?
Well, I was just I just wanted to talk because recently I've been feeling very pressured to, like, be socially accepted by my friends, and it's, like, stopping me from, wearing clothes that I want to wear and listening to music that I want to listen to and stuff.
So do your friends have ideas about kind of how you should look and what you should do and that sort of thing?
It's not quite like that. My friends are really nice, and I know that they wouldn't stop being friends with me or anything if I stopped pretending to be like someone that I'm not, but I still can't really break out of that state of mind.
Uh-huh. And do you try to do it in little ways?
Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-huh. So just a little here, a little there. And what happens when you do that?
Not much, really, but I haven't managed to, like, do too much that I really want to do, but sometimes they say things odd moments that are against something that I actually personally like or whatever, and that makes it even more difficult.
Right. They don't even know they said anything, right?
No.
Yeah. Now, is most of the stuff that you deal with coming from outside, or is it mostly inside your own head?
I think it's mostly inside my head.
Yeah, so you've got a voice in there telling you what people think of you.
Yes.
And what they're gonna think of you if you do whatever this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're used to assignments, right?
Well, not actually, because I'm home educated.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, would you be open to an assignment?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the assignment. When you hear that voice telling you, you know, what people think of you or what they're going to think of you or what this means or what this whatever,
uh-huh.
I want you to say to the ask that voice, how do you know that?
Okay.
Okay? So now, this means, of course, you're going to be up in the middle of the night a lot, because then, you know, you'll need to call back and report in on what the voice said when you ask it that.
Okay.
Okay? Can you picture that, though?
Yeah,
because, and now, I hope you know you're not alone in this. Okay? Everybody listening in on this show experiences the same thing. We have this voice inside that is a voice of authority, and it takes actually an awful lot of awareness to
mm-hmm.
hear it, to recognize that it's there as a particular entity not just as sort of the voice of God or the truth or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But to hear it as this voice that says, oh, well, they're going to blah, 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 or you can't do that because da, 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 da. And when you begin to hear it, when any of us begin to hear that as a real, almost we could say, even though it happens inside one's own head, it's external in a way because it's talking to me, right? So it's telling you what people are thinking or what they're going to, it's predicting the, it's like it's presenting itself as an authority who can actually know the future.
Yeah.
And read other people's minds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then as you begin to realize, whoa, who is that? What, you know, wait a minute, what is that? Then you're going to be really enthusiastic about finding out, how do you know all of this stuff? Because, you know, if you've got somebody living inside your head who can read minds and predict the future, this would be a very helpful thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah? But I think, of course, what you're going to discover is it's something a little different from that.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Anything else about that?
No, that's all I wanted to say, really.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much.
Poppy, I hope that you do check it out and that you do get back to us and let us know what happened, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I will be.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Sleep well. Bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. That was great.
That was great, yeah.
She can go to bed now. She'll be really pleased.
Yeah,
that she did that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, there are a lot of folks listening in who go, I wouldn't have courage enough to do that, call in, especially at 13.
Yeah, well, she just said that. She just came out with that at the weekend, and what could I say?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll see then. We'll try. I'll ask.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and also, it was also good for me as well, because the reason that I'm ringing is that I've had problems ringing lately, and I was inspired by the caller that you had last week who rang to talk about ringing in.
Right.
if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to ring in last week, and I didn't, and I listened to the show the very next morning as soon as I'm able to, and I was like, oh, gosh.
That was my call.
That was supposed to be me.
Uh-huh.
And what's been happening, especially with the dark nights coming, is that I've been going to bed. I've been feeling really tired. You know, I usually go to bed between 10 and 11. So that's when I do begin to feel sleepy. And the thing is that I really, really want to call in because I'm doing the year-long email class. So,
uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm very, very, feel very involved in everything. And so I do really want to ring. And then I don't. I go to bed because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem to be equal to the extent to sort of how much I want to ring in.
Yeah.
So because I've been doing the class with you, of course, I've been paying lots of attention to that.
Yes.
And so this week was sort of as much about I'm going to ring.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to ring.
That's
all that it's going to be about.
I'm going to do this. Yeah, because you get caught. We get caught in that somebody wants something, and then it gets sabotaged, or we get talked out of it, or it just doesn't happen, and then it's such a setup to feel bad, and what's the matter with me, and this is really important, and why am I not doing it, and that whole conversation that's really pretty unnecessary. And then when you just sort of bite the bullet and do whatever it is, we are so empowered by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's like, this is my favorite story. I can't remember. I must have told it on the radio show, but about the old guy who was trying to quit smoking. And he would carry.
Who's the boss?
Yeah. Who's the boss? He'd take that cigarette out, look at it. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm the boss, and put it back in.
Uh-huh.
And it's such a great that's such a great exercise for us just to do often. So,
yeah.
You know, no, you can't stay up, you're too tired. Wait a minute, who's the boss?
Yeah.
I'm the boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny that you should mention that particular chappie and his cigarette, because I've been thinking about that ever since I last heard you say it, I think. Who's the boss?
Who's the boss here? Who's running my life?
Yeah, that's just something that I'm beginning to get a glimmering of, and it's through doing the class and through I've been meditating every day for ages now, and that's one of the best things. It really does produce, I don't know, what the goods or whatever. It really helps, and
yeah.
I've sort of been able to see all sorts of things. Absolutely fabulous. And one of them was, let's look at this not being able to stay awake and not being able to ring in. Because the sort of two things there, I suppose. One of them is that I can't readily come over there to all the many things that you do over there. And so this really is relatively easy. It's something that I can do. And also it's so in a way so that you know that I'm listening too. So I listen every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of both ways as well.
And again, we just often forget how much power there is in just making a commitment, taking a stand, deciding to do something, and going up against the conditioning that says, no, you can't, for whatever reason. Just that, yes, I need to do this because the conditioned voices or conditioned mind are giving me information that I can't, that I shouldn't, that I won't, that I need not to, whatever it is. It can be the silliest little thing, but to go up against conditioning and say, no, I'm making the choices here in my life, is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And I did it tonight, so that's
good.
And you
did it tonight. You can sleep the sleep of the righteous. Yeah. A little more liberated than you were yesterday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a great thing. Well, thank you for staying up so late to talk with us.
Thank you for being there. I'm really pleased that you were there. I was hoping that it wouldn't be one where you weren't available this week.
Right.
It was a pre-recorded show.
Yeah, that would be rotten, wouldn't it? Well, you know, you can always email Michael and he'll let you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm staying up. I'm staying up this week. Is there going to be a show?
Right, yeah, I will do that.
Okay, good night.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and thank you to Michael, too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Anna and Poppy from England. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, I think we're going to have to start doing a European time show.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be fun?
I bet Anna and Poppy would go for that.
Absolutely. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
World Talk Radio.
Coming up next on Open Air, in our third and final segment, we'll be continuing our conversation on conscious, compassionate awareness, taking your calls and responding to your email questions. So keep it tuned here, and we'll be right back with you. Welcome back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, I'm just tickled pink to have a teenage caller from England in the middle of the night.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't that great?
Now, we've never had that.
No.
Mm-hmm. And new is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Great. We have another caller. I'd like to welcome Valerie from Fargo. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Valerie?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Sherry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, all the way from Fargo. We can hear you.
Great. I had a pretty rough semester in this school year. Pretty caught up in conditioning, and I ended up not taking your email class, and it's.
Are you there? Hello?
Valerie?
Uh-oh.
Valerie, are you there?
Gosh, we were so reassuring that we could hear her, and then she disappeared.
Oh, I have information. She hung up, so maybe she will call us back.
Oh, good.
Sherry, I have an email question here.
All right.
Which is, as you may recall, we had time a week or so ago for the first of two questions.
Oh, uh-huh. I do remember that.
So here's the second question.
All right.
My second question is probably entwined in the first. I won't go back to it now, though. When setting out to get or create something, how do we know how much to push and how much to allow? The traditional conditioning around this is usually the, quote, struggle and conquer approach, which always seems to leave everyone tired and beat up, even if we got what we set out to. Somewhere outside of conditioning, I'm sure there is a place in which we harmoniously create with and as part of nature instead of in defiance and fear of it. From a listener in Calgary, Canada.
Well, this is our international evening, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I love that.
Yes.
To me, that question is just such a perfect question for awareness practice, because that's the whole point of it. Of awareness practice. That is. let me clarify that. What we're doing in awareness practice is finding out. You know, when we're growing up, usually, I mean, for an awful lot of us, people around us are giving us the information. You know, this is true, this is real, this is what you need to believe, this is how you need to be, this is who these people are, this is what's going to happen if this is, you know, it's kind of the sort of thing we were talking about earlier with Poppy. You know, we get that voice inside of our heads that tells us how things are, and we learn to believe it. We actually learn to trust it and believe that it has information for us and that it's wise and that it's taking care of us and all these things. Then we get to the point where our lives don't work and we decide, okay, I'm gonna look into this. And as we start looking into it, first of all, usually we find a different set of people to give us a different version of reality and tell us what the rules are there. Then if we're lucky, we come to something like awareness practice that says, well, you're intelligent, and if you pay attention, you'll be able to see this for yourself. Uh-huh. And then you will know. You won't know a set of rules. You won't know what the right answer is, but you will know how to see.
Yes.
You'll know how to be present in the moment and to see what is here right now. So that kind of process of doing something, you know, I am forever encouraging people to do stuff just to do it. There's really nothing that needs to be done. And I don't think there's anything we need to do. So we're just doing stuff to see what happens when we do it. So I decide that I want something. Well, where did that come from? And then I decide how I'm going to go about doing that, getting that, having that, whatever it is. Now, of course, the way I'm saying it assumes a lot more conscious awareness than most people have when they're starting out.
Yeah.
Okay, but I go after it in some way. Now, if I'm watching how I do that, I'm going to start seeing what actually gives me what I want. So I may think, because I'm a conditioned human being, that what I want is a BMW convertible. That's what I want. And that's what the voices are telling me will make me happy.
Yeah.
So I set about getting that. And I'm watching really carefully, really closely. And what I get after I got the BMW, after I got the house, after I got the person, after I got the job, after I got the bank account, after I got the, okay, I begin, and hopefully a lot sooner than I'm presenting it, I begin to catch on that what I want is not that stuff. What I want is how I think I'll feel when I have that stuff.
Yes.
Now we're really getting somewhere with this.
Yes.
So the whole thing is a giant experiment. And if we let go, as we let go, the idea of getting it right or making a mistake or getting somewhere or being somebody or have, you know, as those start falling away, then we begin to see that life is just a process. And the more present we are in that process, the happier we are. The more we're off center and out there believing conditioning, the more we suffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Incredible.
It is. It's just such a good deal.
Yes. Yes. And I have good news. Valerie is back with us.
All right. Fargo is reconnected. Valerie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. my phone cut out.
Yeah, just as I was busy convincing you that we could hear you just fine, you fell off the edge of the earth. So it's been a really hard time at school.
Yeah, I always think I have to. I'm a sensitive person. I know when people, maybe I just project it, but I can sense when people are uneasy, insecure, and I tend to think that I need to step in and help them or fix them. Oh, boy. So it made for some hard
lessons.
It was hard. It was hard. And I ended up dropping the class I was in, which, you know, I just felt like I went up to the teacher and I told her that I was leaving, and she didn't seem to have hard feelings. She just realized that I was confused.
Uh-huh.
She saw me as being really confused, so felt like I got out of it as gracefully as I could, but I'm still in a drawing course where I have a teacher who I'm interested in a lot of contemporary ideas about what drawing could be. Kind of Thich Nhat Hanh talks about like expanding the what art can be into mindfulness and things like that.
And your teacher is not too into that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not in a school where anybody is thinking about these ideas.
Yeah.
And it's I feel a lot of impulses to find a community that understands these things. But I know that it takes time to get to a place of kind of tying up loose ends.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, now I hope this doesn't sound anything other than the way I mean it. And then if it does sound something other than kind, then I'll tell you what I really mean. But, you know, you are there to get an education.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And you're getting one, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we forget that. It's like, yeah, but I'm here to learn that. I want to learn that, and I want to know about that, and that's the experience. But what you're learning is so much bigger than contemporary views on drawing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is you're in a personal growth or a spiritual growth workshop called college or university or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Yeah. And what we want to do, what conditioning wants to do with us is say, yeah, but see, I'm having all these struggles.
Right, because this is going on. And if I were somewhere else and with other people, then I wouldn't have to be facing this. But we do have to face it.
Yeah.
Sometime, we have to face it all. And so if you're there and you're seeing these things about yourself, all this hard stuff comes up, and you can learn to be with yourself, to trust yourself, to mentor yourself through this, then wherever you go, whatever courses you take in, whatever, you're going to be so well prepared. And you can actually really concentrate on, focus on what it, the content of what it is that you want to learn, because you will know already the process of learning.
Yeah.
So when
the how, it's not the what.
That's right. When my daughter was going to college, and she was a single parent at the time, and working really hard, and all of the stuff, she gets so frustrated. She'd say, you know, this isn't about learning anything. It's just about jumping through hoops. That's all they care about. It's just you've got to jump through X number of hoops, and then they give you this little piece of paper. And I said, yeah. Okay. All right. So that's the game. Okay. Get good at it. Play it well. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can read a book on anything you want to read. You can learn anything you want to learn. Now you're learning about you. You're learning how you think and how you've been conditioned and how you feel and how you react and what you believe. You're learning amazing, amazing things. This is an excellent curriculum.
Just depends on me.
Yep. Because you've got to learn to be there with you as you go through whatever it is.
I keep on jumping to either a horror story of the future.
Yep.
Or beating myself up over something in the past that
yep.
may not even happen.
Of course that's the case. Hang on one second. Got so excited I choked myself. The thing is, conditioned mind exists in the future or in the past. It can't exist in the present. So all this stuff is after you constantly to get you out of the moment.
So is when you were talking about thine will be done?
Yes.
That's staying in the present moment.
That's right. It's being present and saying yes to whatever arises.
Accepting even my frustrated thoughts and then just...
Exactly. Especially those, as I'm fond of saying, you know, what did you think it was that needed acceptance?
Oh,
you know, the stuff that's cute and sweet and smart and charming, it doesn't need acceptance. It has acceptance. Yeah? What needs acceptance is all the stuff that's scary and kind of nasty and ugly and mean and vicious and petty and... Okay? It's all of those ways that we can be that we need to bring conscious, compassionate awareness to.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we can continue this discussion.
All right.
So you don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger out there on the prairie.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Valerie. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We've had another great show, Sherry.
People are marvelous, aren't they?
People are incredible.
Just amazingly courageous and willing and lovable. And let's talk to some more of them next week.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.